The chairman of the Czech Football Association, Ivan Hašek, announced on Sunday that he was leaving his post in favor of resuming a career in coaching. The resignation of the man who has sometimes been dubbed the savior of Czech football, 2 years into his four-year contract, was met with consternation and disappointment by members of the Football Association and the public alike. I spoke to Samuel Beckwith, the blogger behind the Czech Football Daily, about the implications of Mr. Hašek's resignation, what it means for the future of soccer in this country, and what Mr. Hašek's achievements were.
For 2 years, he was the chairman of the Czech Football Association. But before that, he was also filled every major role in Czech football. He was also the coach of the national team at various points, and he also was a very successful player. He actually captained the Czech national team, the Czechoslovak national team, actually, and also captained Sparta. He kind of had quite an iconic status in Czech football, and his achievements in the 2 years that he was the chairman of the Football Association was something almost kind of Barack Obama-like about him when he was elected. He was seen as being a huge wave of change, that he would bring much more optimism and root out corruption in Czech football, and there were very high expectations. And he did have some achievements. He balanced the budget, he increased the revenues from the commercial wing. Corruption and match fixing does, at least on the surface, seem to be a thing of the past. And he brought a little more prestige to the game. But I think the widely held view, I think, is that it was a job unfinished, that he'd left far too early, that looking through the Czech press reaction today and kind of a sense of betrayal. I think there's even use of the phrase false messiah in one of the articles that I was looking at. So quite an emotional reaction to his decision.
I think he was also dubbed, before he quit his post, the savior of Czech football. Now, was it fair or even logical to expect one man to save Czech football? And why did it need a savior in the first place?
I think Czech football had become, there was a series of very well-publicised match-fixing scandals. There was a huge degree of involving clubs basically bribing each other and accepting bribes to throw games. There was financial problems within the association. There was a definite perception of a lack of transparency in the game and the administration of the game. And I think Hašek himself definitely, I don't think he shied away from this idea that he was the kind of the white knight who would come in and sort of save Czech football. He'd attempted to run for the chairmanship in 2005 and been unsuccessful. And then I think things had deteriorated to a point when he ran again in 2009 that people were looking to him as somebody who would kind of come in and clean up the game and clean up the Football Association.
And you mentioned that the reactions from Czech media have been relatively negative. So what exactly could this mean for the future of Czech football? What's next?
It's difficult to say. Czech football politics is perhaps even more complicated and Byzantine almost than Czech politics itself. I think there's the definite period of uncertainty now. There doesn't seem to be any clear front runner to replace Hašek. There's obviously a committee underneath him that's been elected, and I imagine that his successor will come from that. But I think one of the things it definitely casts doubt on the future role of the Czech national team coach, Michal Bílek, who was appointed by Hašek and is a friend of Hašek's and hasn't enjoyed a great deal of success in the recent Euro qualifying campaign. And I think if results don't begin to go his way quite soon, I think he will come under more pressure than he has done in the past. I think that would be the most obvious impact.
That was Sam Beckwith speaking there to me about the future of Czech soccer.